It is time for us to check sports, and it's time to bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, it's funny. Last night, I haven't done this because I haven't felt well enough just to watch TV, but I put on – I love to watch the Major League Baseball Network at night. I just do because they drop in on different games, and they have all great commentary from all retired players. It's just a fun – if you like baseball and you like sports and you like really decent opinions – it's something to watch, and all of a sudden it comes up that the Yankees are going to bring in Gallo to their lineup, and the first thing that came to my mind was, okay, do they need another 240 hitter? That's good. He's got 25 home runs already, so he's probably going to wind up with 30 or something on the year. Do they need another one of those, or do they need their stars to step forward and go out and find another pitcher? If I was running the Yankees, I would have tried to find another pitcher, and I would have tried some way to, and I probably would have gotten rid of the manager and bought a better manager. So I don't know what you think about the trade. I don't know enough about the guy, but once again, the Yankees are on the move with the trade deadline.
It's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Like you said, they need pitching more than anything else, and the people that they call star players, they're media-made star players. They're not on-the-field star players. You look at the people of the names that you're talking about. Let's start with Judge. His best year was his rookie year, which was probably like 5 years ago now. Hasn't produced since, hurt every year. Stanton, hurt every year. Can't hit a pitch on his knees because he can't get down to hit it. Voit. He's so muscle-bound and juiced up, he's hurt every 2 weeks. He can't play. You still have a catcher that can't catch, and you still have a shortstop that can't play second base, that can't play shortstop. I was watching, who was it last night? I think it was the Yankee game. There was a hit to right field where Tampa Bay scored a run, and the relay throw from whoever was playing second base at that time was so bad, I think I could make a better throw using my foot. So There's holes everywhere the Yankees have. Getting Gallo is not the answer. Yankee fans today are up and they're like, oh, we made the move. Now, whatever you think, keep on being delusional. You're still not going no place.
It's and Tampa Bay now is starting to struggle as the Yankees took the second
arrow.
Well, they
may be starting to struggle, but they're still way ahead of the Yankees.
Well, the Yankees are not going to catch Tampa Bay. Well, I'm going to say this and watch. History will come back to bite me in the ass. No, there's no way they can catch Tampa Bay or Boston.
They're not going to catch Tampa.
What they have to do is they have to go after that second wild card slot, which they're now 2.5 games behind. But I'm telling you, adding another low average hitting hitter that can hit home runs instead of trying to add another pitcher that can fill a spot on that rotation or shore up the bullpen. That's what I would have done to try to make up those 2.5 games. Then again, I'm Marshall Miles sitting here in Sharon, Connecticut.
Well, you're more on the ball than a lot of other people because they think that Gallo's the Messiah. They don't think logically, and that's the way it's going to happen. The Yankees beat Tampa Bay 2 games in a row, I think, now. They used Chapman 2 games in a row, and he pitched well. So what do you think's coming?
Yeah.
He's going to get destroyed one day real soon, and he's going to need a couple of days off. So that's going to be the end of that with your whack-a-mole pitcher every day. And there's a little thing you got to look at, and it means a lot, the run differential. You look at the Yankees in Tampa Bay, for example. The Yankees' run differential is +8, meaning they scored 8 more runs than they gave up so far this year. Tampa Bay is 89. That matters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you beat them these last 2 games. That does not mean over a 60-game haul you're going to catch up to them. You're not going to do it. And had a conversation last night about this. In my opinion, there's two people that should be involved for Manager of the Year, and it's Cora for the Red Sox, and Dusty Baker. The Astros, without Verlander, who's a top-3 pitcher in the American League, without Springer, their starting center fielder, who's one of the best players in the game, they're 23 games over .500 with a run differential best in baseball of +150. Numbers don't lie. 23 games over 500 plus 150. And if this team gets Scherzer, you can say good night because they're not going to get beat in the postseason. And they can get Scherzer. And especially when you hear the media saying Scherzer says he doesn't want to go to Houston, I'll put my money that he goes to Houston. Because anything they say, you just do the opposite.
I think there's somebody that's on the Yankees this year that people said he's never going to go to Yankee. He's never going to New York. He'll never go to New York.
Oh, Cole?
Yeah. People said
Cole went to New York for one reason and one reason only.
Yeah.
It's not to win a championship. Yeah. They filled up the barrel with the most greenbacks, and he took it.
But all I'm saying is
here's the thing with Scherzer. If Scherzer goes to Texas, Texas has one thing that California doesn't. No state tax. So with the big balloon money that Scherzer gets, he gets a lot of extra money because he doesn't have to pay state tax. People don't understand that. That means a lot. And Scherzer won a world championship 2 years ago. So, yeah, he's a competitive guy. He wants to win again. But he's coming toward the end of his career. And at 7 or 8%, which is the California state tax compared to Texas, which is zero, when you're making that kind of money that he makes, 7 or 8% of that lot of money is a lot of money, and it's better in your pocket than in the federal government or the state government. And don't think that doesn't have an outcome on where these guys go.
And I want people to understand, I'm not criticizing Gallo as a ball player or anything like that. He is what he is. He's a decent player by today's standards, and he has a lot of power. So this is not a criticism of him. It's a criticism of how he's going to fit in with the Yankees and what their real needs were. So, anyways.
So what do you do with Hicks now?
What do you do with a lot of things now? I mean, you know, you got to win a championship. You got to have clutch hitting. You have to have decent a decent bullpen, and you have to have at least two, if not three, decent starters. And you have to have people that can throw the ball and catch the ball in key positions.
If you look at the stinko games the Yankees play and lose, they're not losing because of lack of hitting.
No.
They're losing because of lack of pitching. They can't hold leads.
Yeah.
They give up runs late. Gallo's not going to come in and pitch three shutout innings.
No.
He's going to play center field, get an at-bat, and maybe get a hit here and there. He's not going to stop the way the Yankees have been losing. You got to look at if you got a car and your carburetor's gone, I don't know, do cars have carburetors anymore? You don't have to fix something else. You have to fix the carburetor. The Yankees' ailment is pitching. It's not hitting. Is the run differential low? Yeah. Why? Because you're giving up a lot of run.
Yeah.
That's the difference. And that's the thing that they have to fix. They didn't fix it. It is what it is. It's cosmetic. It's the old saying, lipstick on a pig. Yeah, we made a move. Look at what we did.
Well, if they're gonna try to get that wild card position, they're gonna have to make another move, and they're gonna have to give up something big to get another player. But like I said, it's just to me, it's just been a disappointing season, disappointing in the and I can't see Aaron Boone returning as manager. But then again, this is baseball; you just never know.
And you listen to Yankee fans talk; they should get Scherzer, and you say, okay, what are you gonna give up for him? Well, we got a nice water cooler, and we got some jugs of wine. We're going to give that to Washington. Their hypothetical trades are so far-fetched, you need to be on some kind of medication to believe it's going to happen. The Yankees think they're entitled to – the Yankee fans think they're entitled to give up nothing and get everything in return because they're the Yankees. Doesn't work that way.
All right, Toronto has showed some life. Mike picked Toronto to sneak up on the Red Sox, and they got blasted a couple of weeks ago. But
they're not playing good. They're two games behind the Yankees.
Yeah, they split
a little league doubleheader with them yesterday.
I know, seven innings is just embarrassing. But
it's amazing how they say no hitters can't count, but everything else you do in a seven-inning game does count.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to explain that to me. Like I said, I'm not very smart. I don't understand that.
All right, anything else in sports?
No, like I said, the Red Sox and the Astros, the turnaround they made this year is nothing short of spectacular, and one of those two guys should win the MVP. You watch the Mets play Atlanta, you could see why Atlanta's in the position they're in this year, because they just can't score runs. When they do, they score in bunches, and other times they don't score. They split four games so far with the Mets. if you split four games with the Mets, you're really not going anywhere because the Mets aren't going anywhere. So that division continues to be the worst division in baseball. You got the Mets sitting at 54 and 46, the Phillies at 50 and 50, Atlanta at 50 and 52, and forget about it from there. Washington's not going nowhere. The absolute worst division in baseball. And you look at the American League West, that thing's gotten pretty good now.
Yeah.
You got Houston 23 games over 500. Oakland is 57 and 46. Seattle's 55 and 48. They're making a little run now, but they just don't have the pitching to make it last because their run differentials are negative 58. And you got the Angels at one game over 500, and they've been playing pretty decently, treading water without Mike Trout. So when you, people say, oh, Houston, they're in a weak division. No, they're not. They're in the best division in baseball, numbers-wise. Four out of the five teams are 500 or better.
All right, what's going on racing today?
Well, yesterday our horse broke out just a step slow, and that was the difference because I said the lead in that race is going to win, and the horse that outbroke him got to the lead and walked around the track, and I think the horse paid $41. So he our pick managed to get third, but we were right on it, just the horse didn't break on top. We're going to go back with the same look today because speed's been real good on the grass up there. So the seventh race at Saratoga today, it's an open 40,000 claimer, 1 mile on the inner turf. We're going right down onto the inside, the one horse, Abiding Star. This is an eight-year-old war horse, shows every time, shows his speed every time. And I think from the rail at the mile with the way the track's playing, the one horse, Abiding Star, is going to be our pick of the day today. So, seventh race, Saratoga, turf only. If it rains up there, all bets are off. The one horse, Abiding Star, is the play today.
All right. We'll check with you tomorrow, Mike.
I'll be here, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.